not from desires. You want to have the cake and eat it too. This is, you heard this saying? Frequently in English they say, you want to have the cake and eat it too. You want to keep the cake, just eat also. How it is possible? Right? You understand English, all of you? So Krishna here is saying that who can remain peaceful in this world? Sashanti Mapnoti Nakamukami. Shanti. Why the United Nations are established? They want peace. We have a business book there in proper quarters. So people write, I get a lot of peace when I come to the temple. Because when they go home, पत्नी सताती है मेरी, एक चाहिए मुझे, बच्चे सताते हैं, वो चाहिए ये चाहिए. So they want to escape from all this. They come to the temple. Yeah, I get peace. In general, people want peace. Isn't it? How many of you want peace? Want peace. So for such people, Krishna is giving advice. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudra mapaha pravishanti yadvat. When we observe our mind, we can easily understand is the mind is a factory of desires. Constantly we are desiring for something or the other. Then we think that, oh, if this desire is fulfilled, oh, I'll be satisfied. But mostly we observe many of the times that that desire is fulfilled, but we are not satisfied. Then we need something else. So the desires increase, multiply so many times. This I want, this I want, that I want. So a very precarious condition. So many different desires, unlimited. So that is why so many people, everybody is working hard. Everybody is running very fast, working very hard, day and night. So why they have to work hard? Because they want to fulfill their material desires. Somebody wants to become famous, somebody wants to become wealthy, somebody wants to enjoy a beautiful woman, somebody wants to race around in cars. Different desires they have, and accordingly they work hard. But if you can see that nobody is happy, because the more you fulfill your desires, the more they will increase. So it is a very precarious condition for all of us. And none of the modern methods can keep us peaceful in this world, where this consumerism is at its peak now. Like all these malls, crawling up all these malls, shows only that how people's desires are increasing more and more. And they commit all kinds of abominable activities to get money so that they can fulfill their desires. So, but actually that is not the solution. Krishna here is saying that just like an ocean is constantly filled by the rivers. All the rivers, they flow into the ocean. But we don't see ocean is getting crossing over its brink. It's not disturbed. In the same way, a person who wants to remain peaceful in this world, just like even though rivers flow, constantly flow into the ocean, but peaceful in this world. There is a case study, like there is one waiter in a popular hotel. And after a long time, four friends who were actually college classmates, they were meeting in that hotel. So that waiter is a very thoughtful and intelligent person. And he was listening to these four persons' conversation because they were meeting after a long time. And then he is making a study, analytical study of each person. The first person was Anil Mishra. So he is an MBA graduate and all that, and he is working in a multinational company. He is a marketing head. So he believes in, like he is caught up in cat race. So he believes in reaching heights and then meeting his targets. Okay. So he is, that way he is very successful in that way. So one more, his friend Sunil, he passed MBBS, then he joined FRCS or whatever, and he passed out of that. Initially he wanted to help help in treating poor people and all that, but ultimately he realized it's not such a good idea. Then he joined his parents, who has a very good medical setup and all that. So he basically, he believes in only treating rich people. So he charged, everybody says that that hospital, they charge exorbitant fees. But he has a desire in future, he wants to treat poor people in his village and all that. Third one is a IIT graduate, passed out. Right? Then he joined some government company or whatever. So he wanted to beat the system, which is full of corruption and all that. But he thought he won't be successful in that. So if you can't beat them, join the bandwagon. So he joined the bandwagon, and then he earned a lot of money. Then he is a president of Lions Club and all that in his town. He is earning a lot of money. Fourth one is Srihari. He was a professor in a college. So his son is a... he reached late because he was driving only a scooter. His son is a doctor and his daughter is an engineer or whatever. So he is well respected in the town. Even though he is not so rich, he got a very lucrative offer from abroad to teach, but he turned it down because he is monastery. So this waiter is listening to the conversation. He is making an analytical study. The first person, he was making judgment that he believes that competition and cobra, if he sees, then he will kill competition first. Right? So he will do anything to reach the top and meet the targets. So the waiter was thinking, is it justified? Okay, if you have some aggressive marketing and all that, you can do that. But, like all this might is right. Big snakes swallow the weaker ones. So if he sees any competition, like they will smash them. Right, Reliance people, they do that, right? Anybody is coming up means they will smash them. So they try to kill Bombay Dyeing Chairman, Sri Vadiya. Big power that was in the 80s. So this kind of man is that. Is this any conclusion or is just mentioned? So this Vedder is a well-read man, and he remembered. So how far, how much, where he will put a stop, where he will draw the line. Then he remembered one verse. Na agnihi trupayati kasthanam, na apaganam mahodadihi, na antakaha sarvabhutanam. The fire is never satisfied by any amount of fuel it consumes. And of the ocean by numerous rivers that flow into it. Neither in the Yama, god of death, ever gratified by the number of lives he takes. Krishna also gives this example, this analogy in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This lust is so, it burns. But just like if you want to see, you know, extinguish the fire, if you put more ghee into it, what will happen? The fire will increase. Like that, na agni trupayati kasthanam. This agni is never, fire is never satisfied by any amount of fuel it consumes. So like that, any amount of any achievement will not satisfy somebody who is not content. So he will go on, go on, go on. So this waiter rejected this person. He is not the person. The second one, he is, even though he is in a position to treat poor people and he has an ambition, but still he is not satisfied by the money he is getting. So there is a saying, all the doctors, they sciences, right? That don't look at the pulse, look at the pulse. But he is only looking at the pulse, not the pulse. First he will look at the pulse, then pulse. See, he, that's why they became very famous, notorious or whatever, that they cater only to rich people, like Sri Lavati Master. Poor people, they cannot afford. So his life is a failure in the sense that Lakshmi Dhanavati, yes, yet sapalam, tasya jivanam. Who is successful in the life? His life is successful whose riches and wealth are used in charity.
Thank you.
the third person, he is IIT graduate but became very corrupt. Why? Because he has unlimited desires to become wealthy, to enjoy life. So he is a total failure in his life. Because maybe the system is corrupt, but it doesn't mean that we also have to become corrupt. Right? So then, in this regard, he remembered one verse from Dharma Shastra, that Ashanama Manushyanam Kachit Ashcharya Shrinkale Yasya Badhai Padanvati Mukta Tishtati Cha Stirala. Desire is indeed an amazing chain for human beings. It dictates the actions of those bound by it, and those who are not bound are quiet and peaceful like saints. So remember one very nice verse saying that desire is indeed an amazing chain for human beings. Right? Why this Abu Salam? Down Ibrahim, they are do all those things. Desire to become healthy. Only with the desire to enjoy beautiful women. So it's a chain. Why Ravana's will have to do all those things? And by his entire dynasty, it was finished off. Why? Because his desire to enjoy Sita. There are so many examples. Kamsa, he has this desire to become rule over and not to die. So he just married Vasudeva and Devaki. Out of love and affection, he is driving them. But as soon as he heard that their eighth son will kill him, immediately he put them in the jail. The desire to rule over, the desire to live forever or whatever, it led him to kill his own nephews, one after another. See, now normal material life also we see so many people, they are driven by desire so much that they perform all kinds of abominable activities. So which lead them to not only in this life to suffering, and then next life no suffering. So that's why he is remembering that those who are not born by material desires, they are quiet and peaceful. They are like saints. The fourth one is, in that regard, he was remembering that Samanyastu Paratham Udyamabhitaha Swartha Virodhenaye. Ordinary men are inclined to benevolent acts when they do not clash with their personal good. Okay, my son, my daughter, if they are well settled, if anything is left over, if their comfort and peace, happiness is not disturbed, I will help you. Okay? That is their agenda. So they are actually, Bhartruhari, he says, average good person he is. So in his case, he was contemplating, that he was comparing, analyzing these four people. Then he is analyzing himself also, that he is only a waiter, but he is very happy and peaceful. Why? Because santosha amrita triptanam yat sukam shanti chetasam kudat tat dana duptanam itas cheshtascha dhatavam davatam. Content, satisfied and peacefulness means achieve a satisfaction which may never be obtained by greedy and miserly persons. Content, satisfied and peaceful man achieve a satisfaction which may never be obtained by greedy and miserly persons. That's why there is a saying that in three things one should be always satisfied. And three things one should never be satisfied. Right? What are the three things that one should be satisfied? A person, whatever food one gets, he should be satisfied. Sometimes we get only khichdi. Sometimes we get very nice sumptuous feast. Puri, halwa, paneer sabji, gulab jamun, fried rice, pakoda. So that time you should go. Sometimes you don't get anything. We have to be satisfied with khichdi. Then, whomever we get as wife, we should be satisfied. Marriages are made in heaven. We may desire, oh, I should marry such a beautiful girl. In our child, in our youth, we used to be, one very beautiful girl is married to some tabori type or some not so beautiful. We should become envious. This guy got such a beautiful wife. We should not think, my wife is like that. His wife is so nice. Should never think like that. Whoever you get, because she is the one who decided for you. So you married her. So that's how people used to be satisfied, previously. There's no question of divorce or any success, having an affair with other women. I'm satisfied. In Telugu there is a saying. Prabhupada also supports this statement that a husband thinks that his wife is apsara. Whomever you have love for her, you think she is the most beautiful woman. Then Prabhupada says, if you can't think of her like that, then you can't stay with her. You keep on comparing. That man's wife, she is so nice. His wife is so nice. My wife is like this. Then you can never be happy. Whomever you get, you should think she is the Rabba. Right? Like one moment. One of my mother's cousin, actually relative, he wanted to marry the most beautiful woman. Yes, he would come from, he used to stay in Jamshedpur. He used to stay in Shagun. He would come. My mother was Chachi. Please look for some very nice girl. So they would look. He would go and see her and come back and say, her nose is a little bit teda. So you would go, another girl, you would say, ears are not big, large. They have large ears. It's beautiful. Like that, there were so many matches he cancelled. Then naturally, everybody was suffered up and they stopped looking for the girls for him. He became 36 like that. So finally, we have received one card. Wedding card. So, his standards are so high, that Sina Sada girl means he would reject. We were thinking, Sache, he would be marrying some beautiful girl. So we all have to go and see. So we all went for marriage. So when we saw, so we gave her a name, Bhut. She was looking like a Bhut. Chachi, kya karega? Kya hua rakhna zaruri hai? Kya ho gaya? Kya karu chachi? Jo milta hai usse santusht hona. So whoever is, you may think, I want to marry this beautiful girl and all that. But whoever is destined for you, she will come. She will become your wife. Since one should be satisfied. So third thing, whatever amount of money you get, you should be satisfied. It's not that by working hard you can become like Ambani. Right? There were so many men who were selling kapda. But you are selling kapda, right? There are so many men on the streets, they sell these CDs and cassettes and all that. Everybody is not like becoming like Bhushan Kumar. Right? So many people are selling. He used to sell this cassettes. He got an idea. So how he got that idea? That he should produce cheap cassettes and again and all those songs sung by various singers, they would even record by using regular, these contemporary cheap singers. He was, then like that he became very rich. So many were selling like that. But he only got the idea that he should do like that. How? Because of his previous karma, he is destined. According to your destiny, you get the intelligence, the ideas. Anybody could have got it, but he, why he got? Because he is destined to become rich like Apple computer. Yeah. He would say, he used to sell papers and all. He was an uneducated fellow. So he was saying, he wrote that only one good meal I used to get is Sunday feast in Hare Krishna, nearby Hare Krishna temple. You know, he wrote, it came in economic times of India. Now he is so rich. Prabhupada was saying that I knew two persons in Allahabad. He was a PhD in chemistry. So every day he would ride a bicycle and make some soaps. He didn't get any proper job. Yes, every day he would ride on a bicycle and sell soaps. And you knew another person is completely illiterate. You know, he would go to the bank, he cannot even fill the withdrawal slip. So he would ask somebody, please fill it up. Then he would put it. But at times he would drive in a Plymouth car, right? Plymouth car? Plymouth. Long car, like Rolls Royce. That time Plymouth car used to be very popular. So he used to drive in that car. So Prabhupada is making this thing that this man just, you should not think by becoming PhD or by becoming MBA or all this, you can become rich. Many people they think, oh, if I go to America, I will become very rich. But there are many examples. If they go to America and whatever they had, they will lose and come back. Right? Recently, one devotee went thinking that I will catch so many loans. So many other devotees became very rich, so he thought he would also go and become rich. He has R1 visa. When he reached there, when I went to America, in Los Angeles, they asked me how many months or how many years he wanted to stay. I said 1 month. But he gave me 3 years visa. 3 years stamp it to. I could have stayed for 3 years. But of course, I came back. But this man, he wanted to stay for 5 years. Then he got a R1 visa, but after reaching there, they made it to a 6 months business visa. So he had to come back in 6 months. 5 months he had to come back. So it's not that to become rich you have to go to America and you want to become rich or something. No. Whatever is destined to you, even if you are in a forest, you will get, you will reach there. So one must be satisfied by whatever we get. By our destiny. money, wife, and then food. In three instant cases, we should never be satisfied. We should never be satisfied with the amount of charity we do. We should not think, oh, last year I gave, 1,001 rupees, this year, we should give more and more. Kirtri yasya sajivati. You get those who are men, there are many men, but those who give charity, they always live forever. They get Kirti. So then one should not be satisfied. I want that chanting mantras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna can go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Oh,
60 malas, over. The job is done. Park the mala. Bhaksita Sarsagar used to say, park the mala, don't park your mala. If you carry the mala around, if you have 3 years something waiting for some person, you can always chant. So we should not ever be satisfied with the amount of chanting we do. And we should never be satisfied with the amount of katha we do. We hear about Krishna. Every Saturday I am going, Varnadayana. The more we hear, better for us. More announcement we make. These greedy people, everywhere they seek money. Everywhere they see money, money, money. They are never satisfied with the amount of money they have. Like that, we should never be satisfied how many hours we hear about Krishna. The more we hear, the more we should become greedy for hearing about Krishna. Right? That is why it is said that once Krishna is in Dwaraka, Narada Muni happened to go there. So at that time Krishna is giving charity. He is giving charity with his left hand. Then Narada Muni asks Krishna, Krishna, you are Bhagavan, why are you doing such a wrong thing? You are giving charity with left hand. Krishna said, I am afraid that by the time I transfer from left hand to right hand, I will change my mind. So as soon as I got a desire that I should give charity, I will start, I give charity. Yes, something is there in my left hand's mind. Satam Vihaya, by giving up 100 works, Sautam Chodke, Daan de Rache. Sahasra Vihaya, by giving up 100 words, Hajar Kaam Chodke, Nana Chahiye. Should take part. It's very important. In America, I know, like Prabhupada would stay in one place. There is no shower in that place because people are not accustomed to taking bath. So for taking shower, you have to give some, like they have this public bathroom, you have to pay some, like that you pay some dollar and take bath. Otherwise, in some houses they have no showers, they don't take bath. In cold countries, like in Germany, they don't drink water, you know. They drink only beer or some wine or something. So one should rise early in the morning, brush your teeth. Like in Switzerland, doctors are, dentists are very rich. They are alcoholics. They have no time for brushing teeth also. So they stink, my friend was telling me. Swiss people, they stink like anything. But they don't even brush their teeth. 7:30, get up directly, put some coffee, some bread or something, steam, and go to the office. So later on, you don't brush your teeth properly, then teeth get diseased. So dentists are very rich people there. So one must take bath. So Brahmana is 3 times in a day. Like these dhammaris and chandalas, they catch these snakes, rats, they settle these dead snakes, dead rats and all. She was chastising her son. Tumhara bhag hai ki mera kul mein janm liye ho. यदि तुम सामने वाला ब्राह्मण के घर में जन्म जन्म लिया होता ना, ना ला के मर जाता था। थ्री टाइम्स दस हजार काम छोड़ के 10,000 वर्क्स यू शुड गिव अप and chant Hare Krishna. Right? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, see, it is so important, that's why it is said. You cannot say, I am studying, I am very busy with my studies, I am working, I am very busy with my work, I don't have time. No. I said, 10,000 kaam chhodke chant karna chahiye, Hare Krishna. So important. Why? Because here Prabhupada is writing, it is said in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mukti Mukti Siddhi Sakali Ashanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Shanta. Bhukti, bhukti means one who wants to enjoy material sense gratification. One who wants to enjoy sense gratification. Bhukti, mukti, one wants to merge with the Brahman. He wants to attain liberation from this material entanglement. And siddhi, siddhikami, one who wants to achieve perfection in astra siddhis and become a yogi, famous yogi like Sai Baba or somebody. He wants to attract people. All these three kinds of people, they are unhappy, ashanta, because they have this desire. But Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta. A devotee of Krishna, he has no other desire except the desire to satisfy Krishna. Okay? So this desire, so one should have this desire. Only. Then how can I satisfy Krishna? If you have any other desire, then you will remain unhappy. Any other desire. Even if in the temple, you are living in the temple. Just, you know, they gave up all, everything and came here. Sometimes, you know, you want to lead kirtan. Even that kind of desire you have, you will remain unhappy, you will become unhappy, ashanta. Because you may not get a chance to lead kirtan. And the temple government may ask you to, someone has to lead kirtan, you may not get a chance to lead. Then you become unhappy, oh, this man, why this man is leading kirtan? But actually if somebody is satisfied and contented that somebody is leads singing and so many others they sing along with you, chorus. So they are also singing. If somebody satisfied, if they ask me to sing, I will sing, otherwise I will sing with others. Then it is peaceful. But if he has a desire that I should sing, I should give lectures, I should do this, I should do it, then you become unhappy because it's not in your hands. That's why Prabhupada says, a devotee is satisfied if he gets, you know, he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then he gets prasadam, then he gets some service, he is satisfied. What service? If you have a specific desire that it is not made, but then you will become unhappy. So any kind of desire you have, you will remain, you will become. And Bhavanta Mevana Charam Nirantara Prashanta Nisesha Manurathantam Rarashishyami Sanada Jeevitam Kadaham Aikantika Nityakinkara Rarashishyami Sanada Jeevitam. So when will I Bhavanta Mevana Charam Nirantara Prashantam Nisesha Manurathantara. When I start serving you, my dear Lord, my mind becomes free from all this Manuratha. Chariot, mental chariot. We are all traveling in mental chariot. This desire, that desire. We are all daydreaming. How many of you daydream? I became a big engineer and I am driving in a Mercedes-Benz car and you open the door and beautiful girl walks in and sits and you drive out and why? It's all daydreaming. It's called mental chariot. Everybody daydreams, right? But they never come true. They're only daydream only. Once one man is seller of bangles. And he purchased some bangles. Then he is sleeping, little sort of, then he is daydreaming. That I will sell, I purchased 100 rupees worth of bangles. I will sell them for 200 rupees and I get 100 rupees profit. So with that 100 rupees I will purchase more and I will make it 1000 rupees. In 1000 rupees I will do some other business like that. Then I will become thousands of rupees I will earn. Then I will get a house. Get a house. Then I will marry. Then my wife should be remain very submissive. If she doesn't listen to me, I will take a stick and beat my wife. Then there is a stick. We started beating. So what he was beating? The bangles that one. So, instead of studying and doing some useful work, you just sit and date. That's what will happen. You waste your time. Then whatever you can achieve, you can't achieve. And your time is wasted when exam comes and question paper is there and you are only daydreaming the previous day. It happened to me many times. Oh God, I read that chapter, you know, instead of daydreaming, I got more marks. This is called Manurathantara. So it was free from this riding on the mental chariot. Free from mental chariot. Kadaham Aikantika Nitya Kinkara. Praharishishyam Sanat Chinta. Then will I be your eternal servant? So devotee doesn't desire anything. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he served so, Krishna so nicely. When the Lord came and asked him, say, sir, what do you want? Prahlad Maharaj, please ask. I don't know, I am not a mining. I am not a merchant. But I did this so I should get something else. then it's my duty to serve you. So a devotee of Krishna is so satisfied that he has only one desire. Then like Krishna asks, sir, you want to do money? Yes, you are serving me so nicely. He says, no, no, I don't want it. You want a beautiful wife? Then he goes, no, I don't want it. You want fame? Name? Then he says, no, no, I don't want it. Krishna senses, you have done so much for me, I want to give you, you should get some remuneration from me, you should ask something. Then the devotee says, my dear Lord, if at all you want to give me something, then I ask you this, you give me more service. Please engage me 24 hours in your service. Such a person is like an ocean. Then he has no other desire except serving the lotus feet of Krishna. Sanada Jiva. Then he is a master later. So Maharaj Kurushekara is praying.
Naham vande tava charanayo vandamadandaheto kumbhipakam gurumati hare naratam napanetum ramya rama mrudu tarulata nandane nabhinandam bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavaye.
Naham Vande Tava Charanayo Vandu Madanmaheto. My dear Lord, I am not serving you to become free from this material existence. Vandva Adanmaheto. Then Kumbhipakam Gurumapi Hare Narakam Napaneto. There is one hell called Kumbhipaka. You know, all these people right now in this age of Kali, they go there after death. Summer vacation. All the simple people who are indulging in illicit self gambling, intoxication. There is a place called Kumbhipak. This place is made of copper. It's made of copper, that whole planet. So you are put into that copper planet, and then from outside that is put in under the fire. The planet is put under fire. How do you feel? Huh? Somebody puts you in a furnace, you know? From outside they put a fire. How do you feel? But like that. All those indulgences, sex, gambling, intoxication, meat eating, it is their destination. All those eat meat, they drink alcohol, have sex with other women, they all go there. And people, they know, kaun dekha hai? We see, right? Yeah. Such kind of treatment is meted out to people in concentration camps during Hitler's time. So that is not punishment. Why some people are choosing to be meted out that punishment? Because it is hellish punishment for them. But Maharaj Kurushekara is praying that no, I don't want to even get. If I have to go to Kumbhipaka hell, I will go. I don't mind. Rame Rama Mrutu Tanulata Nandane Napi Rantu. Soft skin, beautiful woman. Rame Rama Mrutu Tanulata. So there is a place called Nandanvan. Okay? Kashmir, Gulmohar Park, you know, it's very famous. It's like a leveled, this Nandankanan, it's a very famous park, where you can enjoy beautiful, soft skinned, beautiful women. So Maharaj Krishnan is saying, no, I don't want to go there also. Bhave Hriday Bhavane Bhavevyam Bhavantara. I pray to you, Lord Sri, only so that I may remember you alone in the core of my heart, birth after birth. So this is one greatest desire you can have. All of the desires, they will cause you restlessness, lack of peace, distress. Any other desire in this world you have, to the extent you are free from material desires, to that extent you are peaceful. Not to the extent, not that because you have so much money, because you have so many followers, because you have so many beautiful women, you'll be happy. It's never like that. Right? Rather, if you have a beautiful, like it is said in Chanakya Pandit, it says, Rupavati Bharya Shatru. Suppose if your girlfriend is very beautiful, you are always insecure that someone else will take care of you. Right? But if you don't have a girlfriend, there is no insecurity. And you have no chinta only that someone will take care of you. Somebody, all this, like once our neighbor, their income tax officer in Shakhtar, he
has so much money.
He had amassed so much wealth. So one day there was a raid. Then he came to know, then so much bundles of cash, you know. Came to know that the tax people are coming to raid in his house. He took all the bundles of cash and threw them in the neighbor's house. So later on the raid was over. He went and asked, forget it. He lost all the money. So those who are wealthy, they are always feeling insecure that either some Swamiji from Hare Krishna will come and ask. And he is always afraid that his bandhus, relatives will come and take them and ask him. And he is always afraid that tax people will come and take it. But I am not afraid, you know. Right? Devotees are not afraid somebody will come and take away the money. Because there is no money. So what he has to be insecure about? But I forgot that verse. Vitte kalameya maru. They say that those who are young, they are afraid of Kala. Okay? And those who are handsome, they are very afraid of old age. Okay? Those who are healthy, they are afraid of becoming sick. And those who are pahalwan, they are afraid of losing their strength. So like that, everybody is afraid in this world of losing their. But a devotee of Krishna, he has an eternal wealth. Okay? So he is you heard about a great devotee by the name Bilba Mangal Thakur. How many have you heard? You heard Bilba Mangal Thakur? So there is one great devotee of the Lord. He became blind, then Krishna is taking care of him in Vrindavan. Then he was thinking, he didn't know that is Krishna. He was always thinking about Krishna, and then he was blind. Then so the Krishna came and in the form of a covered boy, and he was giving him a pot of milk. Baba, you drink this milk, I'll come back to fetch you to get back my pot. So he drank the milk and he heard the voice of that boy. He became very attracted, and instead of thinking about Krishna, he's thinking about this boy. He was lamenting, "Arey Bapre, I came to Vrindavan to think about Krishna." Initially he was very much attracted to Chintamani, one very beautiful prostitute. Later on he became attracted to Krishna. Then Krishna came and then he was thinking, "Why I have forgotten Krishna and I am thinking about this boy?" Then he has realized the same boy is Krishna. So he caught hold of him, there's no, so many years he escaped from me. I'll catch hold of you now. How will you release yourself from a, just see. Then Krishna said, "No, I will, you're an old man. You're an old man." So he just broke up his shackles and he ran away. But Velumangala Thakur said, "My dear Lord, you might have, I'm an old man, I'm very weak. You might have broken open shackles of my hands, but I am challenging you. I have arrested you in my heart. I dare you to get out from my heart. So that is somebody who has Krishna as his wealth, somebody who has his devotion as his wealth, then he has no insecurity. He is always happy. So that's what Prabhupada is writing. That, because he remains satisfied in the transcendent loving service of the Lord, he can remain steady like the ocean and therefore enjoy full peace. Others, however, who want to fulfill desires, even up to the limit of liberation, what to speak of material success, never attain peace. But the person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, and he has no desires to be fulfilled. In fact, he does not even desire liberation from the so-called material bondage. The devotees of Krishna have no material desires. Therefore, they are in perfect peace. That says, Maharaj Kulshekhara is praying.
Mukundamurna pranipatyaya che bhavantameka
keeping my head at your lotus feet and praying for this. What is that?
Bhavantam ekantam iyantam artham.
In ekanta, in private, I am asking you, for only one desire. What is that desire? Yes. Avismrutistva charanaravindayo. Bhave bhave meshtu bhavat prasada. Please fulfill my only one desire. That in each of my future births, I will by your Lordship's mercy always remember and never forget your lotus feet. So this should be our desire. So that I can actually always engage in Krishna's lotus feet. I can always remember the Lord. That's why I brought this point, that the importance of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamudra. So that in order to constantly remember Krishna, one has to always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So by constantly chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamudra, our heart will be purified, then
Slowly, slowly, we will become free from all material desires. Our heart will become beautiful. So, actually those who are addicted to smoking cigarettes, right, drinking alcohol, eating meat, right, then engaging in illicit affairs with other women, gambling and all. So they should actually, they recommended to chant Hare Krishna. It is said that Sri Ramanujacharya said, Vedanta Sampradaya, they say in Vedanta Desika, he says that those who are devotees of Krishna, when they leave their bodies, whatever pious activities they do, it will go to their friends and relatives. And whatever impious activities they do, it will go to their enemies. Right? And the devotee will go back home, back to God. Right? So, you simply chant Hare Krishna, then your neighbor, you know, if he is not chanting and he is smoking cigarettes, then he will start smoking more cigarettes. Because whatever bad habit you have, it will fly and take rest in his body. Right? If your friend is drinking alcohol, and whatever 4 pegs, 3 pegs that you are drinking, so he will start drinking more. What I mean to say, that if you simply chant Hare Krishna, whatever all these bad habits, bad things are there, they will fly up from your body. When somebody comes in the temple, Hare Krishna temple, and claps, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it is said, it is written in Bhaktirasam Sindhu, that the birds of sinful activities, they fly up, right? If you see some birds, they are resting somewhere, and you clap, what will happen? Birds will fly up. Like that, you chant Hare Krishna and dance in the kirtan, and all the birds of sinful reactions fly up from our bodies. So it's a very deep cycle. Because of ignorance, we commit sinful activities. And because we commit sinful activities, our heart is contaminated. And because of that, we commit more sinful activities. So, the cycle we have to stop by clapping and chanting Hare Krishna. Okay. Anybody has any questions? No questions? How many of you chant 16 rounds every day? How many of you chant at least 4 rounds every day? How many rounds you chant? क्या बोला लेक्चर में? What did you tell in the lecture?
Very
good. क्या? क्या बोला? Right? You never say, oh. So those who are not chanting, please start chanting. Those who are chanting 4 rounds, increase. Those who are chanting 16 rounds, they should improve your chanting. Like Naveen. Take this. Follow him. Okay. Right.
It's Ram Rup Prabhu ki
Jai.
Just for information, just for newcomers, just I have to introduce Ramdev Prabhu. Ramdev Prabhu is the temple from Adi Sri 15 years. 15 years he has been in the movement, and right now he is the head pujari of pujari dean department. Right? So, with our hand, Amru Bhova saying 3 times. And Amru Bhova will be leading the kirtan now. And just a small announcement that tomorrow we have a program, big program, known as Gokulananda Mela at Shivdham Mahara, Mahara Colony Ground, Film City Road, Goregaon East. You can get, you can take the address from either me or Achal Guru. Shivdham Complex and also the address is there, just on the guest house. Guest house notice board, the poster is there, you can get the address from there also. Okay? And Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nama.